Gracias.
We gotta go, buddy.
Okay, Fabi, we gotta go, man. Let's go.
That's the sound of a FEMA helicopter in San Juan, Puerto Rico, taking off with our producer Andres on board. Okay, Andres, so how did that happen?
So I was able to tag along on an embed with FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security. They were carrying out a mission to the center of the island, a town called Barranquitas, which is in the mountains in central Puerto Rico. And it's a place that at that time, about 3 weeks after the hurricane, not many people were able to get to as far as relief goes because the roads were blocked. It's only accessible by chopper.
All right, so Andres, what was it like to be on this helicopter?
So it was interesting. From the moment that I got on, as soon as you take off, maybe 5 minutes later, as you get into the more rural areas of the island, you start seeing a whole different level of devastation. And we're talking all the trees, all the vegetation pretty much wiped out. You got roofs fallen, destruction. We finally land. So we just landed in what looks like a baseball field. It was a really intense moment just because as we were landing, I could see a line of people forming slowly until we were on the ground. And in about 5 minutes, the line went from about 30 to 150 people. That's when I actually got out. I knew I didn't have much time, so I decided to go and talk to a few people in line.
And who'd you find?
Bueno, mi nombre es Omaira Rosado. Estamos en el barrio Barranca de Pueblo Barranquita, Puerto Rico.
So that's Omaira Rosado. ¿Qué tal la situación con, obviamente, electricidad?
Aquí no hay agua, no hay luz. Provisiones están apenas empezando a traer.
I asked her about the situation, and she said there's no water or power, that they're barely starting to bring supplies.
No, pues el alcalde no ha pasado.
This is another woman I met who was waiting, carrying her baby. She said that the mayor hadn't even showed up yet.
Si no es por los militares y por FEMA, yo creo que todavía estuviéramos sin nada. Ahora mismo estuviéramos sin nada.
And she said that if it weren't for the little assistance they got from the military or FEMA so far, they would actually have nothing.
She sounds like she's at her wit's end, just waiting.
Yeah, and these kind of operations really that don't seem to happen enough as far as taking food and water to these unreachable places. This is all they have right now in order to cover these basic needs and survive.
While this conversation goes on about the delays in getting aid delivered and how long people are waiting, many Puerto Ricans have had to become emergency experts themselves, literally overnight. This was true of many residents in Ay Bonito, which is a town just a couple of miles away from Barranquitas.
Ay Bonito literally means, oh, how beautiful. And it was in that town that I heard of Marcos Aponte. Days after the hurricane, Marcos, who's 23, was sleeping in a car in the parking lot of a hospital. This is Marcos. He says it's hard to sleep in a seat that wasn't designed for his body. He has diastrophic dysplasia, a deformative disease, and he's barely 3 feet tall. His limbs are short. Marcos was at the hospital desperately seeking electricity because due to his condition, he can't breathe without a ventilator. Without electricity, Marcos will die.
Que mi esposo va a llevar agua al refugio. Pues nos encontramos que estaba Marquito recogiendo sus pertenencias.
Nancy Mejías and her husband, who both live in Ay Bonito, heard that Marcos, or as she calls him, Marquitos, was struggling to find a place to plug in while her husband was on a run to bring water to a local shelter.
Para ir a pedir con una extensión nuevamente luz del hospital al parking y a dormir en un parking.
Marquitos was asking for an extension cord from the hospital to the car so that he could hook up his ventilator and spend the night in the parking lot.
Y yo dije, contra, ese niño con la condición respiratoria que él tiene le da una pulmonía y se va a morir.
Marquitos, sitting uncomfortably in his car, struggling to find the source his life depends on, terrified Nancy. She imagined him catching pneumonia and dying. And that's why she invited Marquitos to stay at the nursing home she runs in town.
Marquitos conocido en este pueblo porque todo el mundo sabe que es el nene del ventilador.
And she says everyone in the area knows Marquitos as the boy with the ventilator. I met Marquitos at Nancy's nursing home, Hogar Dulce Vida, or Home Sweet Life. When I met him, it was hard not to notice the sound of the machine humming. It's the soundtrack to his life. When I approached the room Marquitos was in, he was lying there next to his mom, plugged into the wall, wearing just a blanket because it was so hot. There were flies everywhere, and he kept moving his head, trying to shake them off. He told me he was in his home when Hurricane Maria struck.
La ventana, se querían salir.
He says there was lots of noise. It seemed like the windows were going to break.
Pareció como si hubiese un monstruo de...
That it seemed like the city was being attacked by a monster from a movie. His house, the structure of it, survived. Marquitos would be home and safe if it weren't because of the electricity going out. And so he and his mom, Ivelis, set out to find power. At first, they ended up in a shelter, but the generator at the shelter also failed. He says that after that, they just threw him and his mom out of the shelter. He couldn't believe it. And that's how they ended up trying to find power in the hospital parking lot. And that's where Nancy also found them. Nancy gave me a tour of her home. And when I went in the place, I saw dozens of elderly people just sitting around a table, staring out the window.
Como ves, tenemos bastante comida.
Nancy says she's lucky because only 5 days after the storm, the Red Cross came to help them. And she actually has lots of food stored up because they planned well.
Y lo estamos manteniendo, damos un día comida regular y un día comida militar.
She has all the residents on a diet where they eat normal food one day and military food the next, things like canned and dried foods. She knows she's filling in where the system has failed people like Marquitos. She's gotten fined in the past for not filing for a permit to let younger people stay in the home. But especially after this hurricane, Nancy says she doesn't care about the consequences.
Ya esta regla vale la vida de Marquito. Para mí no.
She says that Marquitos' life is more important than some rule. All of these bureaucratic hurdles and empty promises from the government have gotten to Marquitos.
Me pasa muchas cosas por la mente. De que no, como que esto no se acaba, de que las ayudas no llegan.
Since the hurricane, lots of thoughts have passed by Marquitos' head. Why is it that the help hasn't arrived?
Me da un poco de depresión, me da molesto, me da un poco de rabia.
And he says it depresses and enrages him, makes him feel indignant.
No, realmente no ha bregado como se supone que se haga.
He thinks the government has not reacted the way it should have. He simply wants to go home. As I was leaving Hogar Dulce Vida, I met Maria Ines Rosario. She had heard about Marquito's situation, and she was trying to help.
Pues, conozco estos jóvenes, le mencionamos lo de Marquitos, lo vienen a conocer y le entregaron $500 para una donación de un generador.
She says that she's been working with young activists who were able to raise $500 to get Marquitos his own generator. But the problem, now that the money is raised, is how to get a hold of a generator and bring it all the way to Ay Bonito. So she's now going to try to call her brother, who has a contact, in order to get a generator.
Salió el voicemail.
¿Sí? ¿Y si le dejas un mensaje, no?
No, porque no lo puede escuchar.
So she tried to make the call to her brother for it, to find a generator, but unfortunately she wasn't able to get through. That's the same story that we've been seeing, the communications here. Relief has been in spurts and unreliable. But in the words of Marquitos,
realmente fue en la gente misma la que se ayudó mutuamente.
It's been the people of Ay Bonito, the people themselves, who have helped each other.
So here you have Marquitos, who basically is alive because of other people. But now what happens?
I was on the plane about to take off from San Juan, and I get a call from Maria Ines right when I was about to turn off my cell phone. And she tells me that her brother had found a generator for Marquitos and that it should arrive in 2 weeks.
But that's 2 weeks that somehow he's going to have to make it.
Exactly. And hopefully he can find electricity before it's too late.
That's Latino USA producer Andres Caballero.